Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, say! You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. She loves to be a man. I know you can.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. It's just
how
the three of us right
today?
Now. We're doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all?
I'm good.
That's a blessing. That is a blessing.
What'd you do today, Aunt Dot?
Next to nothing.
That's all right.
Anything too much. I ran taxi cab yesterday, and so it tired
mm-hmm.
me out. So today I was taking it easy, and tomorrow I'll be the taxi cab again.
That's all right. As long as you take it easy in between time, right?
I tell you, really. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
today was a beautiful day, though.
Yes, it was. It was, I thought it was going to be a little cooler for the rest of the time, but it got a little warm today.
Yeah, I tell you, we had rain off and on all day yesterday, but
mm-hmm.
today it was really nice.
Well, that's good.
What about you, Kesey? How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Tell us something good.
I had a good day at work. It's just a good day. Good day.
All right, amen. Well, we love good days.
I had, patients always confused on some things. So everybody's in a bind, you know. One patient
mm-hmm.
today had their car repoed in front of our office. So, you know, everybody's going through, you know. And then
mm-hmm.
she had to go to radiology stat for her breast. So, you know, having your car and worried about your breast, and it's a lot of worriation.
Yeah.
Put her on the prayer list tonight. I don't even remember her name.
We'll call her.
How's the young man that was in the accident?
Yeah, he's in the hospital. He has pneumonia.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we definitely got him on the prayer list, so.
Yeah, we need to keep him on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have someone I need to add to. A friend of mine asked me to add her niece and nephew. Her niece name is Jennifer Pete, P-E-E-T-E.
Okay.
And she has lupus, and it's flared up. And her nephew's name is Randy Pete. And he had a heart attack.
Oh,
so he's in the hospital.
Everybody is going through something, so
mm-hmm.
ooh, just keep
mm-hmm.
our prayers up.
Yeah, when prayers go up, blessings come down.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Hey, Tina.
Hey.
How are you?
Boy, she sounds happy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing okay. How you doing?
Hey, Andrea.
Hello, sweetheart. How did your chest x-ray go? Everything went okay on your doctor's visit?
Yes, ma'am. They supposed to call me back.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I still got to go back down there next weekend to get my mammogram done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I received your letter today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good enough.
Tina, do you have a prayer request that you want?
For me, Leo, everybody in the family. Next time.
Okay. Well, it's just us four on the line right now. Does anybody have? Does anyone have something that they want to share? Something good to share today? Anything that may have happened, or anything that you want to happen, that you foreseen that's going to happen?
Oh,
I'm going to talk about. Well, while y'all thinking, let me tell you. Remember last week when I asked for prayer about this job? I wanted to really hear from God. I was out there, but I didn't apply for it. But I was like really looking and seeking for God. You know, I need to hear His voice. Well, that voice came in the email. I had been working with the actual manager, the hiring manager of that specific job. We were working, networking together, and she's like one of my mentors. And I knew she was the hiring manager for the role, but I really wasn't sure if I should take the leap now because of all the things I got going on right now, or should I just wait? And that's why I was like, I need prayer to, you know, really hear from God. So at 9:30 on Tuesday night, she emailed me and said, "Hey, so just wanted to let you know that this role is out here, and it's, you know, what we've been talking about for, you know, the past couple of years. I just wanted to know if you were interested." So I was talking to my husband. I'm like, okay, so this is the exact role, the title and everything of what I wanted. I asked for prayer last week, and I asked to hear from God. So he said, well, there you go. He's answered. So I did apply for the job. I have my first meeting with the recruiter on Monday, and we'll see what goes on from there. But I'm excited, and, you know, I'm just trusting Him to lead me in all directions. So thank you for the prayer, and thank you for continuing to pray for me and my family. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too.
God's grace is
wonderful.
Nothing can beat them.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
That's wonderful.
Let's see if Andre has anything to say. Andre, do you have anything to say before we complete or go to the next step?
Just want to say hello
to
everybody.
I just love that voice. You should be in radio. I used to have a friend in radio.
I remember
him. He sounds almost that good.
Robert, right?
Yeah. Robert, he passed away this year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah.
And I just have a question for everybody. How many of us want to be successful?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
So do we just think about success? Do we dream about it, or can we see it?
I can see mine.
Some people stop at the thought of it. Some people stop at the dream of it. But some people can actually see it, and they do what's required to achieve it. And this is particularly for my wife, but it applies to everybody here. Your vision is your permission. The things that you have on your heart, the things you desire, when you have a vision for it, it came from the inside, which means God put it there. So that's your permission to be successful. So your vision is your permission. So just remember that.
Amen.
I'm writing that down.
Mm. Well,
okay.
He has given us some wisdom.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody else before we play the song? Or any other prayer requests that anyone has? I want to make sure I get all the prayer requests. Of course, we'll keep the ones that we've been having since we started, but I want to make sure I have everything.
You know what? I really want to add my daughter to the prayer. I don't know what's going on with her. But I appreciate that.
I added our baby to the prayer.
I got it.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. All right. Well, last week, Andre had a song that he talked about, and I have that song, and I'm going to play that, and then when we come back on, I'm going to go in prayer, and then we'll all come to get back together and, you know, close out. So.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you on this beautiful evening, God. Thank you for giving us another opportunity, God, to wake up, to have the breath of life, God. We are committed to you, God, because you love us and you will always be with us, God. The song that just went out, "All Forever," God. You are committed to us, God, so we are committed to you, God. And we thank you for the love, the grace, the mercy, the kindness, the patience that you show us each and every day, God. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you give to us, God. We come to you today, God, asking for forgiveness, God. Forgive us for any wrong thoughts, any wrong actions, any wrong words, God, that were not of you. We come to you today asking for repentance, God, asking you to forgive us this day and to help us forgive those who have wronged us, God. God, remove unforgiveness from our hearts, God, and help us to learn to have compassion and love for one another, even when we are not deserving, even when we don't get it right, God. You have commanded us to love one another as we love ourselves, God. Teach us, God, to be better, to do better, to be better servants to you, God, and to our families, God. Thank you, God, for always being there for us, God. Help us to see ourselves the way you see us, God. Help us to see the vision clearly. Help us to see the success that we see, God, that we envision for ourselves, God. Teach us to see not only ourselves, God, but other people that may cross our path the way you see them, God. Teach us to seek your presence every day and to find you in every aspect of our lives, God. Upgrade our faith to know that you are always there. You're always waiting. You always have an open heart, open arms for us, God. So thank you for holding us, God. Thank you for being so patient with us, God. Help us to put all distractions away that take us from spending time with you, God. Quiet our hearts and our minds to seek and get to know you more, God. God, clean our hearts. Give us a pure heart, God. Purge our old hearts and create a new heart in us, God. A new heart filled with love, peace, joy, kindness, God. A heart that is desperate to spend time with you, God. To love you, God. To be with you, God. Teach us to wait peacefully and to cast all our cares on you, God. No matter what the burden is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what we got going on, God. Help us to trust you and to put it at the footstool, God. Put it at your footstool, God, and allow you to handle whatever the situation is, God. I ask, God, that today you bless everybody, and even those who couldn't make it tonight, God. I ask that you bless all of our family, God. We have some specific prayer requests today, God, and we ask that you answer them in Jesus' name. We need you to touch those who are sick in their bodies, God, who are experiencing pain, God. God, we are asking that you heal their bodies and make them new, make them whole, God. Restore, God, back to health, God. Go inside every joint, every bone, God, every piece of their being that is hurting and is in pain. And God, we ask that you release and you heal in Jesus' name. We specifically pray for Uncle Geraney, God, who is experiencing borderline diabetic and he's retaining water, God. God, I ask that you cover him, God. Cover the things that he is taking inside of his body, God. Allow the healthy food to be taken in, God. Help him to balance the things that he's doing, God, to get out and do some exercise and do the things that the doctor tells him to do, God. Help our Uncle Bernard, who has early stages of dementia, God. We cast down anything that is coming up against his mind, God, and we call it done in Jesus' name, God. Touch the mind, God. Touch his mind, God. God, touch my dad, Larry, who was a diabetic and has heart disease, God. God, I ask that you help him to
pay attention to the things that he's taking inside of his body, God. The food that he intakes, God. The exercise, God. Thank you for the guidance that you give, the wisdom that you give them, God. God, I ask that you cover my cousin Renee, who has recently had gallbladder surgery, God, and who is she's still dealing with her diagnosis of MS. God, I ask that you cover her, you strengthen her, you give her everything that she needs to continue to push forward, God. Tina, who's recovering from COVID, God, touch the lungs, God, touch the chest walls, God. Ask that you expand the lungs, God, so she gets back to normal life, God. But not just normal, God, better, God. Give her a better quality of life, God. All the names that we're calling out today, we ask for a better quality of life, God. We ask for healing, God, in Jesus' name. We want you to touch Sean, who's going to be having surgery tomorrow, God. Touch the doctor's hand, God. Touch the nurse's hand, the anesthesiologist's hands, God. Anyone who comes in contact with him, God, we ask that you guide them, God, and allow their surgery to be successful, God, in Jesus' name, and a quick recovery, God. God, we ask that you continue to be with Tyler, who is experiencing pneumonia right now, God. God, oh, Jesus, help him as he needs strength, God, to fight the fight, God, as he recovers from that bad car accident that left him paralyzed, God. God, I ask that you touch Chandra, who is recovering from the impact of ants biting her leg, God. Continue to heal, God, in Jesus' name. We call out and ask you to cover Drew, who had surgery on his throat, God. Touch the throat muscles, God. Healing, God, in Jesus' name. We come to you on behalf of Papa G, who is suffering from cancer, God, and the cancer is spreading fast, God. God, I ask that you let your will be done, God. Whatever your will is, God, that you allow your will to be done. But in the midst of everything that's going on, God, we ask that you give Papa G strength, God, in this time, God. If it is his season, God, to surpass, God, I ask that you give all of his family strength and a peace and comfort in this time to be with him and enjoy the memories of while he is still here, God, in Jesus' name. But we know you're a miracle worker, God, so we don't call it done until you say it's done. So whatever your will is, God, we don't stand against it, God. We stand for it, God, in Jesus' name, and we ask that let your will be done. We call for cousin Randall, who fell a couple weeks ago, God. We ask that you continue to help him heal, God, in Jesus' name. We come to you on behalf of those who have lost loved ones, God. Oh, God, in this season, so many people are passing away, God. But, God, I just ask, God, that you give them comfort. You give them peace. You give them understanding, God. Help them to hold on to the memories that they had when their loved one was alive, God. Help them to hold on to those good times, God. And even in the bad times, God, because we can look at those bad times now and we can surely laugh and have fun and just remember the times that we've had with that individual, God. So I'm calling for you to hold on to Randall and Troy as we pray for the healing of their broken heart, God, peace and strength, God, as they lost both their mother and their father, God. I call down and ask that you cover Jeranie the second, Jeranie the third, and Jasmine Johnson, who lost their mother and his wife, God. God, hold on to them, God. Continue to strengthen them as they press every single day to get up, God, and be reminded that their loved one is no longer here. But, God, in the midst of all of that, God, I ask that you shower them with your love in Jesus' name. We come to you on the behalf of the Stratton family, God, who lost their grandfather and their mother, God. Miss Donna Wallace, who lost her husband last week, God. Give us strength, God, as she has lost someone who is very special to her, God. Continue to hold her up, God, in the midst of everything that's going on. We call and ask that you cover the Cole sisters, Tammy and Ashley, God, and the loss of their mother, God. Mario Gamillion Jr., who lost his grandfather, God, and his grandmother, God, and his brother, God. Oh, we call and ask for Casey's client, God. She is experiencing breast issues, God, and she's also going through a financial situation, God. God, touch that situation that she has, not only in her breast, God, but also whatever monetary issue that she has, God. God,
rain down your love, rain down all those things that she needs, God, and provide those, God, because you are our provider in Jesus' name. We call and ask for you to cover Jennifer Pete, whose lupus has flared up, God. We ask that you calm the lupus in her body, those cells that are attacking her, God. Calm those cells down, God, and create healing in her bloodshed cells, God, in Jesus' name. We ask for Randall Pete, who had a heart attack, God. Oh, God, touch his heart, God. Replenish the vessels, God. I ask that you cover him and help him to have a speedy recovery, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger come to him, God, in Jesus' name. I ask for you to hold down our mother, God, Mary Ann. God, touch a heart, God. Touch a heart, God. Soften her heart, God. I don't know what went wrong and how bad she's been hurt in her past, God. But help her to have, God, she needs to forgive. Give her a forgiving heart, God, so she can let go of those things that may have traumatized her, may have kept her bound in her past, God. Help her to forgive those who she feels hurt her, God, to forgive and let go so she can move forward on her life, God. But God, I ask that you heal her heart, God. You heal her mind, God. God, we come to you and ask that you touch Jaleah right now, God. Whoo, Jesus, she's going through so much as a 9-year-old. She got so many hormones going on, God, and she doesn't know how to respond or what to do, God. And God, I ask that you lay your hand on her, on top of her head, God. Cover her with your blood, God. Help her to love herself, God. Help her to understand that we love her, God. Her family loves her. And those feelings of wanting to belong, she already belongs, God. That she has to be patient, God. Help her to be patient with trying to want things before her time, God. Calm her spirit, Lord. Help her to see that she has family and we love her so much, God. Help her to focus on the things that are beneficial to her, God, her schoolwork, the activities that she needs to be engaged in for a child that's her age, God. Help her to ward off those her mind, God. We cast those things down in Jesus' name, and we ask that you let you protect her and you hold her with your arms, God. Not only Jaleah, God, but all of our children and grandchildren and this family, God. Touch all of them, God. Safeguard them, God. Help them to make the right decisions, God. Help them to follow instructions when the instructions are given, God. Guide them, instruct them in the right path, God. If they go off the path, God, steer them correctly, God. Steer them correctly. Please hold them in your arms, God. We ask that your arms of protection cover all of our children in Jesus' name, God. God, I come to you on behalf of all of my aunts, God. Aunt Dot, Aunt Bernice, Aunt Gloria, Aunt Pat, God. Touch them right now in their bodies, God. God, touch their minds, God. Touch their spirits, God. Thank you for the love that all of them show, not only to each other, God, but to all of their family, God. Thank you for the examples that they set, God, for all of us, God. Thank you for allowing them to have the reunion that we had a couple of months ago, God, and bringing the family together, specifically on Dot, who was guided by you, God, was given the instructions by you and was obedient to your word. And she not knowing what she was doing, she brought the whole family together when we had not been together in years, God, collectively, God. So I thank you. I thank you for the word that you put on her heart, God. I thank you for her obedience, and I thank you for the love that was showed when we were all together, God. I thank you for my sister Carolyn, Tina, and Kesey. And I can't forget about Renee because Renee is my cousin, but she's my sister too. So I thank you for them, God. I thank you for the love and the strength and the support that you give us each and every day. Help us to continue to love on one another, God. Continue to reach out to one another, God. To continue to connect with one another, God. Any art we have with our brothers and our sisters, God, help us to go and fix it. Life is too short, God. So help us to say the right words, God, at the right timing, God, in Jesus' name. God, I come to you, asking you to cover all the women and men in this family, God. Help us to continue to trust you, and we ask that you continue to provide us strength on a daily basis, God. God, bless this family. I am also asking for financial breakthrough, God. Oh, you know the need. You know the need. You know the need. I ask that you give us increase, God. Increase, whether that is a job, a promotion, a new location, God. Whatever the need is, God, I ask that you bless it in Jesus' name. And if anyone is struggling mentally, God, I ask that you give them a stable mind. We are in need of you every single day to be better women and men of God, to be better to you, to be better to others, to be better to ourselves, God, in Jesus' name. Bless our minds today, God, as we prepare to end our day with our families, God. Prepare our minds mentally so that we can overcome whatever obstacles that comes our way, God. God, cover our tongues. Make sure that we speak. When we speak with all the things that are of you, God. We ask that you bless us all individually and collectively. Bless our finances. Bless us emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We ask that you continue to love on us, God. Don't give up on us, God. We love you and we thank you for who you are, each one of us. You are the beginning and the end, and we thank you for everything that you've done in our lives and all that you are going to do. Bless this prayer today, God, and we ask that everything that has been asked, it is received, it is answered in the powerful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we count these things done, and it is so, and so it is. I say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Well, God is good. God is good.
Yeah, God is good all the time.
All the time.
I didn't see my phone when before we had prayed, but Carolyn had text my phone that she was to add her in prayer because she's sick on vacation.
Okay.
With fever and diarrhea.
You know what? She what?
Yeah, pray for her anyway, baby.
Yeah, we will. Definitely we'll pray. Be praying for Carolyn. She is, I know she's traveling. Is she okay?
She said she hasn't been able to eat. Let me get my message. She said, got sick while on vacation. Fever, diarrhea, upset stomach, not feeling well at all. Haven't been able to eat anything in 12 hours.
All right, well. We all together now, so we'll go ahead and go on in now. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have another request, God, that we need to lift up to you. God, we ask that you cover Carolyn, God, right now where she is. She has gotten sick while on vacation, God. God, with all the things that she's unable to eat. She has a fever and stomach issues, God. God, we ask that as she is on vacation and she needs healing, God. So we ask that you touch the insides of her, God, and that you heal her, God, and help her to get back to fully being restored, God, where she's able to intake food that will help her to gain her strength, God. But, God, we ask that you cover her in the as she and Gwen are finishing their vacation time, God. And, God, we ask that you help her in this time, God. In Jesus' name we pray, and it is so, amen.
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 Well, I am so thankful for you all.
I am, too. I can't just express how much this line has really, it just helped me. I just feel good. I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, when you get older in life, you start to appreciate life more. And with everything going around, what happened to Tina, it just makes me happy. And I'm telling you, when I go to work, they be like, why are you so bubbly in the morning? It's too early. I said, girl, he woke me up this morning. I'm grateful.
Hey.
I'm truly, truly grateful that God, and you just see things different. And I'm truly grateful. I'm truly thankful too.
Amen. Amen. I can say the same thing, Tosh. People ask me the same thing. Why are you all so excited when you get up? I'm like, because I could have not got up. So, you got to be thankful for what God gives you. And so often, we spend a lot of time being angry. And I talk for me, you know, when I was growing up, if I could think about just going down memory lane, I spent a lot of time being angry and mad at certain things that may have happened in my life. And I'm like, I don't want to be angry no more. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I want to enjoy my life. I want to smile. I want to just be happy. And you know what? Anybody who's trying to come up against that, you know, you probably going to have to get out of my circle because I can't have all that. I can't have a negativity.
Right?
In my life. Listen.
And as you grow older, you see that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if y'all experience it, but as you grow older, your circle gets so smaller.
Yeah, mine's very small. But that's okay. Amen. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've got the two names that I gave you, my friend Claudia. We've been friends ever since grade school. Now she's in a nursing home now, and I take her care packages every other month. We talk all the time, but since you can't go in now, I don't visit. But I take our care packages. But yeah, it's some people that in your life for a season, and there's some people that come in and go out. You know, I never question God for people that I don't see anymore. I wonder about them sometimes, but I never question God because you know I came to the awareness that there's some people in your life just for a time and then they'll go.
Yeah.
And others will come in and then they'll go. But some people are constant.
Yeah. Amen. And those are the people that's supposed to be in your life.
Yeah.
Constant one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like me and Carmen. We've been friends since babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
But I appreciate you all so much. I really do.
We appreciate you too on that.
Definitely.
In that prayer, it was really because I think about how long we've been doing this. We did this like almost a month after the reunion.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, we coming on, and you know, I think it was one Thursday we didn't do it, and that was because of everything that was going on with cousin Jermaine. So it's just, you know, it's just been good. Like Kiki said, it's just been refreshing to me to talk with our family and connect because we don't see each other all the time. So it's been really good. So thank you for starting
this. It's been a blast.
We'll continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it's God's will.
Do you know whose house Thanksgiving is at this year?
You know what? We're really not planning anything this year because of
the virus.
Okay. You know, I'm going to cook. Now, if you want to come pick up a plate. So you know my house is small. I'm getting some work done on it, too. But if you want to come pick up a plate,
I'm going to cook myself, but all the kids have to work. Josh has to work. Nina, everybody has to work.
Yeah.
So this year, we hadn't even planned to get together at Christmas time this year either. We're going to wait till next year. But I'm going to cook, and I said, whoever want to come by and pick up a to-go plate, they're welcome to.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Well, y'all laid I that have, reunion on my,
y'all
on
y'all
my heart. But I tell you, it was, I had to worry a little bit too because of the virus and everything. I didn't want anybody to get sick.
Right.
But he never told me to cancel. So we went on, and thank God, you know.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe
it's
October.
So wonderful.
The year is almost over. Again.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And y'all
It'll
remember,
be November,
please vote.
Yes. Yeah,
I know that's right.
Vote.
I'm back.
Probably going to be difficult times no matter who wins, but please vote, and we got to stay prayerful.
Well, we got to get the one out. We got to get the one that's in out. So. He got to go.
Oh, I tell you.
We'll take,
Carmen said they went to vote
yesterday.
They went to early vote.
What you say, Keithy?
Carmen said they, her and Christina went to early vote yesterday, and the man in front of them, she said he was a redneck. He was a true redneck. And she said he just said, I have to just get out and vote because I feel so bad that I voted for this man. This man talking about make America great. He has ruined America.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. He really has. And I'm shocked at how many black people are behind him.
Me too. Well, I think it's a part of a scam that they got going on. He always making promises he don't keep. So I don't even know why they trusted him to do anything because he don't keep none of his promises. He ain't got no money.
No, he don't.
You know, he don't got nothing. So I don't know what that's all about, but I know I ain't voting for him.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
I didn't either.
I ain't voting for him either.
He be on his way out. Start packing your bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
Security. Security.
But okay, dear.
All right, well, I got one song I'm going to play. You had something, Tina?
I said they were saying on the news book that Brevard County was getting threats. The Democrats are getting threats. And,
That's true. Yeah, I haven't gotten
You know,
email,
I live right next door to a redneck, but as long as he stay in his place, I stay in mine.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I don't want nothing to do with him. Yeah, I got a tie over him. You know, do nothing to go run and lick on him. Girl, here. Do not but go lick on them. Probably, I ain't even gonna say that. Mess up the flow like he did your hair.
Oh my God!
Mm-mm.
That's all he gonna do.
That's
all he gonna do.
That's
all he did. That's all he gonna do. Them children gonna run them right back home. Cause he scared them children out there. They be chasing them here. Hauling brick back to the house. But yeah, he got his Confederate flag in his garage, and he tell his wife don't speak, but she speak to me when he ain't around. And she can't speak. She can't speak when he right there. When she's fine by me.
That's sad though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he has that much control over her.
Mm-hmm. He was like, when she was talking to me the other day, when I had went out there with my little oxygen tank on, she was out there trying to talk to me. He was like, get your in the house. And I was like, oh, child, let me hit you up.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get beat down because of me.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
There's some crazy people in the world today. Yes,
it is.
Well,
I'm going to play this last song, and then we'll end up, we'll go our separate ways for tonight. Now I still got to eat and do some things, so here's the song, and you can stay on, or you can hang up if you want. But I think the who sent me this song? It was Randall who sent me this song. So he's not on tonight, but I'm gonna play it for him.
Okay. All right then. I'm probably gonna be off when you get back, but
this keeps me
going.
Be
blessed, everyone.
Be blessed.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe God will fix it.
Yes,
He will. If you just believe, that God's a king. Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
About your future.
Have a good night, Kesey. Love you.
Love you too.